This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Deer love soybeans. There is no summer food that they like better than the soft, nutritious leaves of young soybeans. The problem is that farmers would prefer not to share. The damage of deer on soybean fields is no small matter either. Many states have calculated that deer cause millions of dollars in damage to crop fields. Some fields in high deer pressure areas can have yield losses as high as 80%. Personally, I have seen fields over 30 acres or more where soybeans never got above ankle high because deer kept them grazed down. Most damage to soybean fields occurs this time of year, when the soybeans are young. Deer can feed on soybean pods, but are less likely to cause much damage to mature soybeans. Deer can also be hard on cornfields this time of year as well. They feed directly on immature tassels and developing ears. So, what can be done about it? Well, that is not such an easy question. Control options include fencing, both electric and non-electric, repellent sprays, noisemakers, and population control. None of these methods will result in complete damage reduction, and often more than one control method needs to be combined. Fencing can be ideal if the deer need to be excluded from a smaller area or have restricted movement. As we all know, deer can jump pretty high. A non-electric permanent fence will need to be 7 to 8 feet tall to stop a deer. A permanent fence can also be slanted to improve effectiveness. While deer can jump high, they have a difficult time jumping up and out, making a slanted fence a more difficult obstacle to overcome. Electric fences can also be used, and polywire is more easy to put up and to move. When building an electric fence, it is important to remember that visibility is key. There needs to be at least 15 feet of clearing in front of the fence. Visibility can be increased by wrapping foil tabs onto the fence. Deer are naturally curious and will test the fence frequently. A deer fence also needs to be a higher charge than that of cattle because their little deer feet aren't very good conductors. Another part of electric fence is it better to leave it up and electrified most of the year. Without a constant charge, they will be conditioned to ignore the fence rather than avoid it. Besides fences, spray-on repellents have also been studied for effectiveness. Repellents are often composed of foul smells, rotten eggs or meat, or they can be deterrents like obsidian, the spice and peppers. A study from Michigan shows that deer repellents' effects were highly variable, and generally, the sprays do not significantly improve yields. Other studies have also shown variable results. Part of the problem is that repellents need to be frequently applied and can wash off in the rain. Also, if deer pressure is very high and they have nothing else to eat, at some point they will ignore the repellent. Of course, direct population control can help. Does tend to have a range of about a mile square, and it's a good assumption that it's much more important to control doe populations than bucks. If you have any questions about controlling deer in your field crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.